This was at a time when Dillon and Reed were the most profitable of all Wall Street syndicate managers, handling German industrial issues in the U.S. capital market. In 1957, Fortune magazine named Clarence Dillon as one of the wealthiest men in America, with a fortune estimated to have been between $150 and $200 million. Russell A. Nixon, the young attorney for the U.S. military government cartel unit, who tried to break up the Nazi corporate syndicates at the end of the war, was blocked in his efforts by Brigadier General William H. Draper, who, along with Forrestal, was an officer of Dillon and Reed. According to Sutton, banker William Draper, as Brigadier General William Draper, put his control team together from businessmen who had represented American business in pre-war Germany. Forrestal also sat on the board of General Aniline and Film, GAF, a subsidiary of IG Farben with 91.5% ownership by the brother-in-law of Farben chairman, Hermann Schmitz. Heading the GAF was Rudolf Igner, who near the outbreak of war offered the U.S. Army Agfa film at a low price for photographing the Panama Canal and other defense installations. Igner has a sense of humor, noted Charles Higham, the New York Times writer who traced the Nazi-American money plot in his 1983 book, Trading with the Enemy. He gave the American government copies of the movies and still photographs, and kept the originals, which were shipped via the Hamburg America steamship line, partly owned by Prescott Bush. The president of this company was Julius P. Meyer, head of the Board of Trade for German-American Commerce, whose chairman was Rudolf Igner. Forrestal became Secretary of Defense in July 1947, the time of the Roswell incident, but resigned in March 1949, a month before he reportedly committed suicide at Bethesda Naval Hospital. He claimed he was being followed by Zionist agents. His MJ-12 position was permanently filled by General Walter B. Smith. General Walter Bedell Smith, who had been Eisenhower's chief of staff and former U.S. ambassador to Moscow, replacing Avril Harriman. In 1950, Smith replaced Admiral Hillenkoetter as director of Central Intelligence. Most intriguing was Smith's close relationship as friend and business partner with Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, the former SS officer who, with Smith's help, founded the secretive Bilderberg Group. Before leaving for England, prior to hostilities, the German-born Bernhard was employed in IG Farben's intelligence department, NM7.